You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and today is Thursday, March 30th, 2006. We're at the end of March. I am sure you're happy of that as much as I am. Let me turn down this volume a little bit. Let's see, what do we have to talk about tonight? We have a lot of things to talk about, because of course I'm recording this Wednesday evening, and I'm actually recording it before the news, so I have really no idea what's going on in the news, but I can tell you that the weather has been unbelievable today. It was a beautiful sunny day. It got up to 66 degrees. We're starting to get really warm. And I did hear on the local news on the weather, because I like to watch the weather, that March was the driest March on record here in the D.C. area. We're down about 3.5 inches of rain, you know, of moisture, so that's a problem. And you know what? Don't forget that this weekend it is the spring forward, changing your clocks thing. We lose an hour this weekend. That's going to suck. I hate that. I have no problem dealing with the fall one because you actually gain an hour, but the spring one always makes me, you know, screws up my sleep schedule. So that's going to suck. We're going to lose that hour. But, no, I had other things to talk about. I wasn't going to talk about that. But, you know, on the three shows earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you got to listen to the call-in shows that we did last Friday. And it was so cool because we recorded three shows in one sitting. And I don't think I've ever done that before. And we got to talk to some great people. Mark of the Remarkable Palette podcast. We got to talk to Mike Perry in Squamish, British Columbia. That was cool. And, of course, Special Delivery Mark. And then just yesterday you heard from Travis. And that was fun listening to Travis. He's a cool guy. I have to make sure we connect with him again. But I hope you enjoyed those call-in shows. And we will definitely do more of those in the future because they seem to be pretty popular. And actually, that seems to be the That seems to be the thing lately, is podcasters who are doing these little call-in shows. I know Madge does hers, and John Ong is recording his actually tonight, which would be Wednesday night. So by the time you're hearing this, he's already recorded it. And speaking of John Ong, Friday, I believe, is his birthday. So we're going to wish him a happy birthday. And I believe it's also Madge's birthday. So happy birthday to you both for the end of March. And I was going to try, I think the pollen's starting because I have that tickle in my throat again. And no, it's not a dick. But, John Ong's birthday. What was I saying about that? I was going to say something about that. But anyway, happy birthday to both John Ong and to Madge Weinstein, because it's their birthdays. Now, what was I talking about? I was talking about the call-in shows with Travis. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to say that on the first call-in show, which was recorded on Friday, I revealed the answer of the guess the sitcom theme song that we had last week, and I said that it was The Ghost in Mrs. Muir, and I mentioned the people who had gotten the guess correctly. I believe it was Paul in Philadelphia. But then after that, I got a message from Eric, who also guessed the show, guessed the sitcom correctly, and he just wrote a quick email saying, love the show, and that his guess was The Ghost in Mrs. Muir, and he is correct. So, and then I heard on, congratulations, Eric, you're one of the people who guessed it correctly. Thank you for the email. And then I heard on Mr. Poos's show that he was talking about that he had never heard that song before, and that, you know, before his time. Well, I think he's like 21, so he would have never seen the show. And the show was only on for, I think, like 4 years, from like 68 to 72 or something like that. I thought it was a great show. Oh, I know what he did. I remember now. He went on the internet, and he looked up The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, and he saw the movie, the original movie that was like in 1944. And little did he know that it was actually turned into a TV show that was like supposed to be a comedy. So he doesn't know that. So Mr. Poos, if you're listening, you, what you found on the Internet Movie Database was the movie from 1944, not the TV show. So it's not the same thing. Now, speaking of Guess the Sitcom theme song, as I have another one for today. I've only had this one this week, so again, I'm not giving any clues. You simply have to go by what you hear and guess the sitcom theme song. So let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that right now. I know it's early in the show, and I usually do it later in the show, but let's go ahead and do it now. So listen to this theme song, and then, of course, email me or call the listener line or leave a comment on the website. Either way, all those work. So let's listen to this week's guest. So listen to this and guess. Okay, I hope you know that song and which show it's from. Of course, send me an email, archer@archerradio.com, or the comments on the website or the voicemail. So, all right, guess the theme song. That's done. Now, you know, for those of you who are podcasters, you may have heard from this relatively new podcast called Nick in Paris. Well, he sent me an email saying that he's been listening to my show for a while now, and he decided that he was going to create his own podcast. And he is living in Paris. Actually, I put a link on the website for Nick in Paris because I subscribed to his show and listened to it. And he is a 28-year-old gay British Brazilian living in Paris. And his podcast is all about his life. He only has 2 episodes up, but they were really cool because he's got, I'm not sure what device he's using to record his shows, but he was recording this one show where he was walking the streets of Paris, and it was kind of cool because you could hear all the background noises, and he passed by people who were talking in French, and all that was pretty cool. So, and plus, Nick is on our Frapper map, so Nick, I am listening to you, and hopefully you are getting some more listeners now. And if you're not familiar with Nick in Paris, I suggest you check out his podcast. And, of course, if you're not sure how to get there, you can click on the link on the right side of the website, and you can get to his website that way. Now, I mentioned the Frapper map there. Let me tell you a little story here. As you may or may not know, we are in a little bit of a competition with the Little Fatty Cast for Big Fatty's Ham Map. We are trying to have more people on our Frapper map, the Archer Radio Frapper map, than Big Fatty has on his ham map. Well, the last couple shows of the Little Fatty, he's been going crazy, screaming, "Get on the Frapper map! Get on the Frapper map!" Because he wants to join this competition, although he hasn't really mentioned it about this competition, but it's definitely on. Well, there is this website, this blog, who they actually had made a couple podcasts and then they stopped, but I check their website every day, their blog, and it's called Fido.com, and I know I have mentioned it, but when I say it's Fido, it's not with an F, it's with a PH, and it's PHIDOUX.com. And they're both these guys are really cute. They're gorgeous guys. I don't know if it was Jeff or it was Eric. I think it's Eric is the other guy's name. But in any case, Jeff posted a post on Monday saying, "Frap you, Archer." And he wrote about the podcast and that we were in a little bit of a frapper competition with another podcast. So he said to his readers to get on Archer's Frapper map. So what they did was on the Frapper map, Archer's Frapper map, we got like 12 new people. We're up to 68 on the Frapper map, and many of them have written themselves as, you know, because what Fido said was just right on as the message that Fido sent you. So we have all these people like Mark and Tony from Philadelphia. Oh, wait a minute. They're brand new. I didn't see that one. They left a message. Mark and I love your podcast. You talk about issues that we can relate to, and we love the boyfriend, too. Thanks for the time you put into your podcast, and please keep the weekly dose of humor that we all need. Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you listened to the show. And you're definitely new to the Frapper Map. But now, as I was saying, there were other people who read the Fido blog, and they put themselves, and all they wrote was, Fido sent me. So if you click on some of these, they say, Fido sent me. And there, that means that they read the post on Fido's blog, and then they went over to the Frapper Map and put themselves on the map. So we have a whole bunch of people from them. So as I was saying, we're up to 68. Now let's just go over to the Little Fatty Cast and see how many they have on the Big Fatty's Ham Map, because I'm sure they do not have 68, but we are up to 68. And of course, I keep encouraging more and more of you to get to the Frapper Map, because I know we have, you know, at least 95 to 100 listeners every podcast, so there are about 40 of you who are not on the Frapper Map. But as I see going to the Ham Map, they only have 49, so we almost have 20 more than them. So thank you all for getting on the Frapper Map. I appreciate it very much. And we have to keep this competition going as long as we can. So yay for the Archer Frapper Map. And a huge thank you to Fido, Fido.com. Jeff, I believe it's Jeff and Eric. I want to say Eric, but I'm just not sure if his partner's name is Eric. Yeah, I just don't know. I thought I knew, but I guess maybe I don't. Ooh, they've got a naked person. Ooh, my gosh, with a big dick on there. So thanks. A big thanks to Jeff from Fido.com. And I'll put a link in the show notes. You guys can go over there and say thank you. So that's the Frapper Map update. So that's enough of that, I guess. Now, I did want to talk about this weird thing that's been happening to me today. Let's just say I've been kind of gassy today, but not like gassy in farts. I've been gassy in burps. And since early this morning, every time I burped, I get that taste of egg. I don't even think it's rotten egg. It just tastes like egg. And it's really weird because I haven't eaten eggs since the weekend. And I have no idea why I am burping egg. Does anybody have any idea what it is in your system that causes you to burp egg? I mean, it's weird. It's like, I hope nothing like crawled up my ass and has died in my colon and is causing these gassy, eggy burps. I know that's gross, but I need some help to figure out why I'm having these gassy egg burps. It's weird. And basically because I wanted to stop. You know what? I went to backtrack because I was talking about Travis on the call-in show. And Travis actually brought up a good point that I actually do not do, but other podcasters do every time they start a show. And the fact is that if we had some new listeners, they really have no idea who I am or what I'm all about, and then they, you know, I guess they learn as they listen to the show more often. But when we were talking to Travis, he asked the boyfriend and I if we have talked about how we met, and we hadn't done it recently. And the boyfriend actually did do a little review of how we met. But the point is that it reminded me that I don't actually introduce myself very often to new listeners and tell them a little bit about myself. So that reminded me that I really should probably do that, like probably every 10 or 20 shows, just so people get an idea of actually who I am and, you know, what I'm all about. So I thought I would just say, you know, welcome to all the new listeners. I'm sure we have some from the Fido site and from anybody else who is brand new. But I just, you know, just real quick, I am 41. I live right outside of Washington, D.C. I have a boyfriend for more than a year. We talk about wine. We talk about things going on in our lives. We sometimes get into politics. Sometimes talk about movies. we're just average gay guys who relate our life in the podcast. And as the title, not the title, but as the description says on iTunes, sometimes the boyfriend joins me, and sometimes we're lucky and hear from him several times a week, and other times it's just me talking, which would be Archer. But and that's actually pretty much all I can tell you. I mean, I don't know if you've, if any new listeners have questions, you're more than welcome to write in or call in and ask me questions, and I'll be more than happy to answer them and tell you. Even if it's a repeat of something I've already talked about, I would be more than happy to relive it for you. So if you are a brand new listener, like within, well, even if I've, you know, you've never contacted me before, feel free to do so and ask me a question. Like the guy, Eric, who wrote in about the Ghost of Mrs. Muir sitcom guest. I don't think we've ever heard from him before. So, you know, new listeners, feel free to write in. And I do write back. I answer all the emails. Sometimes it's not on the same day, but I definitely reply to all the emails. And, you know, this makes me think of something else that's coming up, because I have been, well, I've been podcasting now for almost a year. I know that there have been some major podcasts lately who have had their year anniversary. Well, we are coming up on our year anniversary. It's going to be April 20th, I believe, is our very first show last year. And we are also coming up on our 200th episode. If you look at the date, I mean, and the show notes from today, you'll see that today is show 191. I don't know of very many podcasts who can say that they've reached this, you know, the 200 show mark. I think I can, let's see, probably Feast of Fools, Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein, and I can't think of any others, any other queer casts, I should say, who have reached 200. So that's quite a milestone. And as few listeners as I have, and as boring as my show is, to still be doing it at a year later and reaching 200 shows is, I think, is quite amazing. So here's what I would like to propose, which I did the exact same thing at the 100th show, but for the 200th show, I would like the same thing, you know, that I asked for. I would like listeners, podcasters, anybody, send me an MP3 file, and just saying hello, saying you listen to the show, whatever you like about the show, you know, congratulations, whatever. But I would like to have more than I had last time. I think we had eight or ten. I'd like to have at least 10 audio files, MP3 files, of people just saying whatever they want to say, and, you know, letting people hear who you are, and I will play them on the 200th show. Now, I'm trying to figure out exactly when the 200th show will be, because I have, well, spring break is coming up soon, and the boyfriend and I are going to be out of town, so I won't be podcasting that entire week, because here's the explanation. We are going to Louisiana, and the internet access is very spotty there, and the boyfriend already told me that his parents' internet access has not come back yet, and that there are not, at least they haven't been fixed yet, wireless internet access points at different places in the city have not really been restored, so internet access is going to be very spotty. So while we're away on spring break, I just went ahead and decided not to do any kind of shows. We'll record stuff, but I won't be able to post anything because I'll be away and I won't have internet access. So looking at when the 200th show will happen, it will probably be around our year anniversary, because let's say that I have we do 4 or 5 shows next week. That'll bring us up to 195 or 196, and then after next week we're gone for a week. So then we won't come back until like the 17th. The first show back will be the 17th. So, and then the 20th is the year anniversary. So you know, it's probably going to be very close to the year anniversary, if not before. So you have plenty of time to record an MP3 and send it to me. And I don't care what it is. You can just, you know, tell a joke, say hi, whatever. Just anything can be the audio file. I just think it's cool to hear from people and include them on the show. And, of course, you'll be heard. So, Anyway, that's enough about that. So we have the 200th show coming up, and I'd like you to have some MP3 files sent to me. All right, enough about that. Moving right along. I forgot to check that off. Today in England, Apple computer, as you know, that's the other thing for you new listeners. I'm a huge Apple fan. I love Apple computers, love everything Apple. Just amazing. So there was a lawsuit or a court case today in England against, well, Apple computer against Apple Corps, which is the record label of the Beatles that the Beatles started, and they of course are claiming that Apple Computer is breaking their 1991 agreement not to sell music, or I should say produce music or whatever, with the Apple logo. So that's a court case going on, and I don't know what the decision is or anything like that, but just know that that's going on. But that was interesting in the news, of course, about Apple. I think we're getting to the end of this. But I did want to say that, tomorrow's Friday, and I'm going to have a video for you. I mentioned this earlier. But I did shoot some video because over the weekend, the boyfriend and I went to the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia. We went for a winemaker's dinner from Grey Ghost Winery. We had a wonderful time. It was very relaxing. The dinner was delicious. Of course, the wine pairings were perfect. It was a wonderful weekend, I should just say that. But the thing is, we stayed at this bed and breakfast called the Fairfield Inn at Marriott Ranch. And of course, yes, it's owned by J.W. Marriott, and they actually still have family gatherings, so they still use the house as for the family, but it's turned into a bed and breakfast when they're not using it for the family. And actually, it's the original home of James Markham Marshall, who is the brother of the first Supreme Court Justice, I think. In any case, I shot some video of the house and on the grounds around the whole ranch, because it's like a 4,200-acre ranch, working farm thing. And they have beautiful, beautiful views of the area around there, and there's nothing built around this. It's just this house out in the middle of nowhere with a couple barns and stuff. But anyway, I was shooting some video, and I was going to make a video of it, but as it turns out, the wind noise was so bad, because it was a very windy day, that you can't hear the boyfriend and I talking. So what I did was I went ahead and muted the noises of the wind and just did a short little quick voiceover with some music. So and it's really short. It's only like 2 minutes and 43 seconds or something like that. But that will be posted tomorrow on Friday, and I won't have a regular show. So we'll be back on Monday with show 192, working our way up to that 200th show. So I think I will wrap it up for tonight, boys and girls. And I want to thank all the new listeners. I want to thank everyone who's gotten themselves on the Frapper map. And if you haven't gotten on the Frapper map, please do so. I would also like to thank people for the comments they've left on the website. John Q, Homer, Special Delivery Mark, Michael Perry, this is just recent ones, Eric, the guy who guessed Ghost and Mrs. Muir, Mr. Poos, of course. Oh, there's that burp again with that nasty egg smell. Hey, if anybody knows about that, what that means, please do. We actually got a comment from Larry Vader, from Vincent, from Malaysia, Michael Sage, Beth, Andrew, and so on. So thank you all for all those comments recently, and of course, keep the comments coming. So that's all for now. So just give you a couple reminders. Remember to send me your guests for the Guess the Sitcom theme song, and then, of course, record an MP3 of some kind of hello, thanks for the show, whatever you want to do about Archer Radio for the 200th show, and send that to me. You have plenty of time to do it. And get yourself on the Frapper map. So, boys and girls, I think that's all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the video tomorrow, and you'll hear from me on Monday. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.